listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song by Sal Priyadi. Salmantio Ashrizky Priyadi, better known as Sal Priyadi, is an Indonesian male singer, songwriter, and actor. The singer, who was born on April 30, 1992, released a new song entitled Gala Bunga Matahari, or Sunflower Gala, on August 8, 2024. This song is included in his album, which was released on April 30, 2024, entitled Markers and Suspense/This. Until now, the song is often used to describe the longing for the loved ones who have passed away. However, according to Sal Priyadi, the song actually also wants to encourage those who are left behind to keep living their life at best. Well, listener, here is Sal Priyadi with the song Gala Bunga Matahari.
Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, ceritakan padaku bagaimana tempat tinggalmu yang baru. Ada sungai-sungai itu benar-benar dilintasi dengan air susu. Juga badanmu tak sakit-sakit lagi. Kau dan orang-orang di sana muda lagi. Semua pertanyaan temukan jawaban. Hati yang gembira sering kau tertawa. Benarkah orang bilang ia memang suka bercanda? Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, ku ceritakan padamu bagaimana hidupku tanpa. Masih ada di setiap waktu. Kadang aku menangis bila aku perlu. Tapi aku sekarang sudah lebih lucu. Jadilah menyenangkan seperti katamu. Jalani hidup dengan penuh sukacita. Dan percaya kau ada di hatiku selamanya.
Thank you. as Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first, then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball, because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol, because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice tape. For one bowl of as Gempol Pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Voice of Indonesia.
Selamat pagi, jemaah. The poetry of Nelo Warisman is Palestine, How Can I Forget You? Palestine, How Can I Forget You? This poetry is themed with the children of Gaza who confronted Israeli aggression in 1988 to 1989. That's the poetry of Taufik Ismail, a well-known Indonesian poet and writer. Born by a couple between Al-Ghafar Ismail and Siti Nur Muhammad Nur in Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra, Taufik Ismail was grown up in Pekalongan. At that time, his parents, who had just married, moved from Minangkabau, West Sumatra, to Pekalongan, Central Java.
Ayah saya dan ibu saya belum berumur 21 tahun pada waktu itu.
My father and my mother were not 21 years old at that time. They were not exposed to legal. They were driven out of Minangkabau together with their colleagues of the same age. This was one thing that I could not tell you more. But the Dutch government did not drive away as they wanted. They asked where you were going if you wanted to get out from Minangkabau. They made a short survey where they would move to. Then they took conclusion. There were some very sympathetic areas of the freedom of struggle. Two of them were Pekalongan and Majalaya. Then my father chose a place in Pekalongan.
In Pekalongan, Taufik Ismail's father was known as a young cleric. His father taught Tafsir al-Quran. Meanwhile, his mother taught women. His father had also changed the profession as a reporter in Sinar Baru newspaper in Semarang. There is a proverb saying that fruit falls not far from the tree. Taufik Ismail showed his interest in reading and writing.
Saya dibesarkan di dalam,
I was grown up under the strict situation of my father and mother. If they would give recitals, I should open the book first. The book were big and thick. After evening prayers, I saw them sitting. They said, take the book, read it, and make notes. I like to read and to buy books. So there were two things. First was reading, and second was writing. Well, this influenced my life. So once a month, I was taken into the bookstore. I must choose any book suitable for the children. Well, my father was looking for books that he would like to buy.
Taufik Ismail's interest in writing continued with the publishing of poetry, which he sent to the newspaper where his father worked. He was determined to become a writer and poet.
Nah, di SMA, saya sudah mulai memikirkan karir.
In a senior high school, I was already thinking about a career. I am thinking what I should be. Of course, I should study at university, but at a college, what subject shall I take? Then I wished to become a writer. Later on, I learned that those who wanted to be writers had to become journalists first. Between journalists and writers, they were much closer. In journalism, someone with writing talent got a job in newspaper more easily.
SMA.
When I was at the senior high school, I received a scholarship to study in United States for 1 year. The name of the scholarship was AFS, American Field Service. When I studied at high school in America, I stayed in an American family as a foster child. By chance, at the first stage, there were 7 persons. I went to America by ship for 1 month at sea. From Jakarta, I passed Colombo, Suez Canal, Napoli, Gibraltar, and Atlantic Ocean. And then I arrived in New York. I read many literature books. One of them was a book of poetry by Sitor Situmorang. It was about Napoli. I brought the book, and then when the ship was about to arrive in Napoli, I read a poem. Well, it was really tremendous. I wanted to emulate Sitor Situmorang and wanted to write some poem.
Taufik Ismail's desires to write poetry and his interest in reading were forged in Whitefish Bay High School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, USA, where he lived with his foster family. At school, he had to read a book in English about 50 to 100 pages within 2 weeks. More sincerely, Taufik Ismail started to get used to a lot of reading with a fast tongue in 3 months. In addition to studying literature in the land of Uncle Sam, Taufik Ismail was guided by Helen, his foster mother, to learn working, which took him into another dream in his life.
Nah, datanglah masa libur.
Well, it was holiday. Ma'am Helen asked me on the later Christmas holiday what you wanted to work.
Oh,
no, working. No. Ma'am Helen said, you should work so you could get money. Oh, it is okay then if I got the money. I worked at a textile store. Then it was another holiday in April. I didn't know I was taken into a farm. Then I worked in there. My job was to mow the wet fields and to feed the chickens. The hard job was to cut the wet. If I finished at the middle of the day, I took bread. I sat and ate my food that brought from home. I saw the farmer's house. Besides, there was a high barn where the grain was stored. I saw grandparents, sons, daughters, and 2 grandchildren. We ate together and laughed. I was jealous very much. Then, if I return later, I had to have a place like this farm, and at noon, I sat down with my wife and kids while I was having lunch. But then, there was a typewriter. I typed poems in there. There was my dream.
Literature and farming were the dreams of Taufik Ismail that he told his parents on his return from the United States in 1957.
Cita-citaku, Pa, Ma. Cita-citaku itu aku ingin jadi sastrawan.
My dream, father and mother, is a writer. I am talented to write poetry. In America, I have read 7 books for a year and my grade was good. I wanted to be a writer, but to become a writer in Indonesia, literature cannot guarantee the income. We must have one profession. Profession is usually a journalist, and I do not want to be a journalist. I want to be a farmer who has 20 to 30 hectares of land, 20 to 30 cows, 500 to 1,000 chickens, and the knowledge of farming.
He tried to achieve his dreams by studying at the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine and Animal Husbandry at Bogor Agricultural University. After graduating from the college, Taufik Ismail wanted to open a farm ranch.
Keinginan saya itu saya ingin membuka.
My desire was to open a farm ranch. Where was the place? Indonesia is very large. On the island of Java, it is difficult. 15 to 20 hectares would be very expensive. In Sumatra, it's costly as well. In eastern Indonesia, it might be cheap, but the distance is far. Finally, I could get a land in Malacca Strait. In there, there are about 20 to 30 islands in a row, and there are about 15 uninhabited islands. There is no person, and it is spacious. The width could reach 20 to 30 hectares. I checked 2 bapenas. Whoa, this was a great choice because of its marketing. So later, the chicken eggs and the chicken meat and beef and milk, I could sell them all to Malaysia and Singapore. But more interestingly, it's the east coast of Sumatra. On the east coast of Sumatra, there were 3 oil companies, namely Caltex, Stanbeck, and Pertamina. Before there was no Pertamina, the 3 oil companies had employed around 2,000 up to 3,000 people. How many eggs sold there would be sold out? How great my planning was, wasn't it? I had the need to find credit to buy expensive land on the island of Java and Sumatra. I got one free of charge in Malacca Strait.
But unfortunately, the plan has not materialized. His life at the time would go on to take advanced studies in the United States along with 30 other people. This time, he was a young lecturer at Bogor Agricultural University, IPB. However, the signing of the Cultural Manifesto, which had been outlawed by President Sukarno, changed everything. Taufik Ismail and other artists signed the Cultural Manifesto. Three people supporting the statement that were public servants were dismissed, including Taufik Ismail.
Saya dipecat 3 hari sebelum saya pergi ke Amerika.
I was dismissed 3 days before I went to America. But the passport was on my hands and I also had the ticket. I wanted to escape abroad. Well, the first port to America that I stopped was Yokohama in Japan. Fortunately, my foster brother, the son of Mom Helen, was an army doctor who was on duty in Yokohama. I would land in Yokohama. I asked for help so that I was protected in Yokohama. My mother and father had come from Pangalongan. My younger siblings had come as well. They were very excited. Just imagine, it was 1964. Going to overseas was still luxurious. I did not say to the parents about the plan, but then I prayed the Tahajjud. In my Tahajjud prayer, I got the answer, I should not go. I canceled it, I returned the passport.
The event did not make him stop working. As a poet, Taufik Ismail, who was also a founder of the literary magazine Horizon, on which he is now the chief editor, has read his poems in many regions across Indonesia and overseas. In every historic event in Indonesia, Taufik always appeared by reading his poems, such as the fall of the Suharto regime, Trisakti incidents, and the Bali bombing incident. In addition, Taufik Ismail's work also can be enjoyed through his translation of different languages. One of them is in Arabic. A collection of poems by Taufik Ismail, which was translated in Arabic language, entitled Faukab Turab Turab, meaning Dust on the Dust, is translated by Professor Dr. Nabila Lubis, a key literature lecturer at State Islamic University, Jakarta.
Walaupun karyanya diterjemahkan ke bahasa Inggris, Belanda, ke apa, tapi semuanya itu...
Although his work has been translated into English and Dutch, all of them do not satisfy him. He wanted one of his works in Arabic, wanted to serve his parents who used to wish him to be able to speak Arabic well. But he had done his best. He had already learned everywhere, but could not be. Finally, at least I created a book in Arabic to be presented to the spirits of my parents. This was a proof that I made something in Arabic. Translating a literary work is certainly not easy. It also makes Nabila Lubis think first before accepting the offer of translating poetries of Taufik Ismail. First, when delivering the question, I was interviewed, but I did not immediately accept it. That's a big problem. It's hard. How literature and Indonesian poetry are translated into Arabic? They couldn't be. Sir, give me time to think about it. I will think any time again. The request of someone in 1993 was asked which of Indonesian literature was and the other one he wished was met. Finally, I said, I tried first. I had already made a selection. And a list such as Bimbo Song. Sir, I tried first shorter songs. If it went on well, God's blessing, I directly moved to harder ones, like God, the God Almighty, but that was made in Arabic was not good. Although it seems so easy, I finally tried again and tried again. Thanks God. Finally, I finished in 2 years. Fauka Turab Turab, or Dust on the Dust, is a collection of poems by Taufik Ismail from the years 1954 to 2013. These poems have been translated into Arabic language. This translation is his most noticeably emotional work because it was dedicated to his parents who actually wanted Taufik to become a cleric, since in Pekalongan, his father was called cleric.
sosok Taufik Ismail. Itu orang yang alim.
Taufik Ismail is a man who is very religious. He and his poems are beyond comparison, and his efforts to enrich Indonesian literature was extraordinary. He's able to mix to anyone, anywhere, every corner of life, social or religious people and political parties. Everything that he could talk about made him truly rich. He enriched the Indonesian literature to enter all areas. So I was really amazed. For Taufik Ismail, everything is okay. So, to be one of his poems and writings for his outstanding classical language acquisition is really outstanding. Yes, Taufik Ismail is remarkable. From literature to music, he is very skillful. Poet who holds Datuk Panji Alam Khalifatullah was writing songs for Ian Antono, Krisha, and Arman Maulana. One of the songs he wrote is a religious song sung by singer and songwriter, the late Krisha.
Jadi pada satu hari Krisha datang kepada saya.
So one day Krisha came to me and then he told, "Bro, I have a song. Would you like to make the lyrics for me?" He said that I love the lyrics sung by Mother. I replied, "Of course, I also love your songs." Then he gave me the tape and I wonder how long it is. The deadline was 1 month. He made the records in Australia. Then I listened to it. Whoa, the songs were very good. I really liked songs. The songs were very nice. 1 week and 2 weeks is not possible. Where should I take it? 3 weeks and it has not been finished until the 4th week. It's already the 9th. And then I came up with my conclusion. It seems impossible. Yes, I will talk about it later on Saturday with Krisha. Then I said, "Krisha, bro, you couldn't do it. Your songs are good, but I didn't get the lyrics."
Kebetulan itu malam Jumat. Malam Jumat saya punya kebiasaan. Setiap malam Jumat saya baca surah.
Well, it was Friday night. I had a habit to read surah Yasin. Then I came to surah 65.
A'udzu billahi minasyaitonir rajim. Ala yauma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim dan seterusnya dan seterusnya. Saya kemudian Ini dia.
And so on. Then, I said, "Here it is. The theme is terrific. But can such a theme be so great to get into a song whose row is limited and its levels are also too limited? So there will be the time on which the smart mouse can talk and cannot talk. Then hands talk and what they are doing. Then if it go anywhere, well, it is very tremendous. One night, it was my all up. Finally, one song was finished. At the morning, Krisha came and then I gave it to him. Krisha was very excited. When he heard the first time and tried to sing it, he cried. He's not strong. Then he tried and could not do anything."
Other religious songs that Taufik Ismail created are from a group of religious music from Bandung, Bimbo.
Oh, kalau dengan Bimbo banyak sekali.
With Bimbo, there are a lot of songs. So, three of them are the brothers who are very creative. They're singing and whistling. As they sang, they were recorded and then the tape was handed to me. Then I sometimes ask what the theme was. Then they said that this was about Salat, praying about evening. But if there are many, it's up to you, brother. I love, but I am sometimes confused too.
Misalnya tentang salat, seperti misalnya.
Obviously, the clear one is for example about salat or prayer, such as long mat or long sajadah. It was good. I imagined the salat. When I imagine salat, I imagine a salat mat. But how did I get it into the lyrics? Could I? I imagine our life was riding over the world on salat mat, but the mat was too long. Initially, it was in the baby crib, and then ended up in our cemetery. And we walked in the world on this salat mat. When the imagination was found out, I then wrote the lyrics. It became easy, but getting the idea was difficult.
Taufik Ismail is one of the greatest writers owned by Indonesia until now. Hopefully, all his work may color the literature sphere and Indonesian music.
Hamba sujud tak lepas kening hamba mengingat di kau sepenuhnya.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Jangan Berhenti Mencintaiku or Don't Stop Loving Me by Mostly Keroncong. The song, which was composed by Dori Kalmas and Sekar Ayu Asmara, was popularized by an Indonesian diva, Titi DJ. The song is also the main song in the album Bahasa Kalbu, released in 1999. The song tells the story of someone who feels deep love and finds happiness with their lover. So she hopes that her partner will not change and always be by her side. Well, listener, here is the keroncong version of Jangan Berhenti Mencintaiku by Mostly Keroncong. Enjoy.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hambamu yang berlumur dosa. Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave, 3325 kHz, and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, vongs.id, and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Still staying tuned in Indonesia Today through our audio streaming VOINews.id and RRI Digital. I'm Duka Kusmawati and I will come ready to complete your weekend with highlight of the week. First info is about President Prabowo inaugurates Indonesia's first gold bank service. President Prabowo Subianto has officially launched Indonesia's first gold bank, also known as a bullion bank. This gold bank is managed by PT Pegadaian and PT Bank Syariah Indonesia. The gold bank service was inaugurated in Jakarta on Wednesday, February 26. President Prabowo said the gold bank will boost the national economy.
We hope that this will increase our gross domestic product. If I'm not mistaken, it could add 245 trillion rupiah, and it will also create 1.8 million new jobs.
1,8 juta baru.
President Prabowo highlighted that the gold bank service will optimize gold processing within the country. It will also save foreign exchange and help control monetary stability through gold liquidity. Next, we have information about Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs launches campaign to raise $200 million for Palestine. The Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in collaboration with the Indonesia Olympic Council and the National Amil Zakat Agency, has initiated the launch of a humanitarian aid campaign for Palestine with the target of $200 million, or approximately 3.27 trillion rupiah. During the launch event of the Indonesia's for Palestine campaign on Wednesday, Deputy Foreign Minister Anies Mata stated that the funds will be used for humanitarian assistance and reconstructions in Gaza. We have all gathered today to begin a solidarity movement for Palestine. This is the result of our discussion over the past 3 months with all the NGOs present here. And we are starting a more coordinated solidarity movement to channel aid to Palestine. We are starting with the initial target of $200 million.
Supaya kita bisa menyalurkan bantuan ke Palestina.
Deputy Foreign Minister Anies Mata explained that one of the roles of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is to support and facilitate what he calls humanitarian diplomacy. He also emphasized that the ministry will use various diplomatic channels to ensure the aid reaches Gaza, which remains under Israel's blockade. Now we have information about Minister of Health, where health must be a collective movement, not just a program. Indonesia's Minister of Health, Budi Gunadi Sadikin, emphasized that health should be more than just a program. It must become a collective movement that involves all segments of society. The minister made this statement during a webinar on the Free Health Check campaign in Jakarta on Wednesday. According to him, maintaining health requires the active participation of everyone, not just individual efforts.
Kesehatan itu adalah nggak bisa dilakukan.
Health cannot be done alone. It must be a collective effort. It cannot be just a program. It must be a movement. We need to use all Indonesia's social capital to make our people healthy. It's not just about treating the sick. A healthy population will ensure our average income reaches 18 million rupiahs. If we reach that, we will become a developed nation, and President's vision for a golden Indonesia will come true.
Dan mimpi Bapak Presiden untuk Indonesia emas itu terjadi.
Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin also emphasized the role of mothers in promoting health through the Free Health Check program. This program aims to prevent chronic disease and support the goal of achieving Golden Indonesia by 2045. Let's move on to our next info, where foreign visits increasing in Indonesia. The Ministry of Tourism is optimistic can increase foreign tourist arrivals and domestic tourist movements through collaboration with various parties. Dora Pardede has the details.
The Ministry of Tourism is targeting the number of foreign tourists visiting Indonesia in 2025 to reach 14.6 to 16 million. Meanwhile, the number of domestic tourists is targeted at 1.08 billion movements. This was conveyed by Deputy Minister of Tourism Nilu Puspa when giving a speech at the inauguration of the Central Executive Board of the Indonesian Cultural Creation Sport Federation for the 2024 until 2029 period in Jakarta, Thursday. With the collaboration of various parties, Niluh Puspa is optimistic that she can achieve this target.
Kita harus selalu optimis.
But we must always be optimistic. The work of this deputy is extraordinary. We finally, it's good. We finally thought that this must be collaborative. We can't work alone. In the end, we both lowered our respective egos. That work that has a positive impact on society must not stop with efficiency. This is precisely where we must realize that we cannot work